Robert sank into his chair, the silence of the condo finally feeling like peace instead of a void. "You actually had the evidence on that drive, Virginia?" he asked, his voice rasping. "Or was that just the best bluff I have ever seen from you, my dear child, in all these years?" Virginia pulled her medical bottle from her pocket, took her daily dose, and let out a long, shaky breath. "Does it matter, Dad?" He was terrified. He would never risk his freedom for a forge that he could not even run properly in the long run. Many rushed over, pulling them both into a tight, desperate hug. "I was so scared, Virginia. When I saw him standing there with those papers, I thought he was going to take everything from us today. I was shaking, truly." "He thought we were soft because we chose to be honest," Virginia replied, resting her head on her mother's shoulder. "But he forgot that we are a family that knows how to survive. We are not the same people we were a year ago." Barbara walked into the room, tapping her tablet screen with a smile. "The accounts are wiped, the supply chain is locked, and the police moved his men off the property. We are in the clear, and the shop is ours again." Robert wiped his eyes, his voice thick with relief. "Then let us celebrate. No more ghosts, no more corporate predators today. Just us and the work together." "I am going to be at the anvil tomorrow morning," Virginia added, her eyes bright with intensity. "I am stronger than ever, and I am ready to build something that lasts, for all of us, Dad." "We will be there with you, V," Minnie said, clutching her hand. "No more sickness, no more of the fear. We are finally home, and we are together as one." "The forge is waiting for us," Robert said, standing up tall. "We have a lot to do, and we have a lot to see. The saga of the towers continues today." "I love you all so much," she whispered, feeling the light.
"I love you too, Jin," Robert replied. "We are the towers. We stay together, always."
"We are home at last," she said. "The sun is rising, and the work is calling. Let us go to the forge and start today. The life is the joy. The life is the key. We are finally, truly home."